Ratings Schmatings. Tom and Alex on Triple J.
Do you hang out with the other people on the Supernova lineup at all? Do you hang out with them?
Who's that?
With David Hasselhoff or Margaret Kidder?
I flew over with David Hasselhoff.
Jump in my car. I wanna take you home.
Same flight.
Same flight, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said "Don't hassle with the
Hog." Oh my God, he had the same T-shirt on.
But he was wearing it
when we talked to him. He was wearing it,
and he was wearing it in
t-shirt.
The gym last night.
He must have multiple.
Here's the thing, though. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But you can't be alone when you wear it.
Okay.
You have to have other people. Presumably, you're going to laugh about having it on.
Right. Yeah.
And he also had pants on that said "Hoff End."
Back Hoff.
I can't remember it because it makes no sense.
There's plenty of Princess Leia merch. Have you thought of Carrie Fisher merchandise specifically?
Like, if I was with friends and they wore their merchandise, and right. We can have a merchandise off.
Plenty of Fisher in the Sea, something like that.
Gone Fisher in?
No, we don't have those.
Oh, okay.
No, it would have to be, layered.
Got layered.
Self. There was one that we read about that
Keep
was
calm
self,
and carry on.
Rescuing princess, self-rescuing princess.
Oh, that's handy. Yeah, that's gutsy. All right, next up. What was that crazy holiday you went on recently? We were reading about this with your son and his.
I don't have a son.
Your daughter and her boyfriend. You've got a bit of a crew when you go traveling.
Oh, well,
every
we
now
went with
again.
My ex and his boyfriend to Cuba.
Right. Yeah, right. How was that?
It was great. It looks like it was better than the Beyoncé trip. Not that that didn't look fun, but it looked like it got too much attention. No, we had a great time. Beautiful down there.
No one uncomfortable with those situations at
Not
all?
Not at this point.
Sure.
My daughter's going to be 21 next month. If we're still uncomfortable, we've got a lot to learn. And though that's probably true, that we do have a lot to learn, it's not in that arena.
Do you break through discomfort by being open and communicating
with people?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's a really good sport about it. I always tell people we're getting back together, including him, which he wasn't aware of it.
No.
And I tell his boyfriend that we're getting back together, so it works out great.
It's good to keep everyone in the loop.
That's right.
That's good. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. Is it true that your daughter's boyfriend asked for the Princess Leia? There's now marijuana named after the Princess Leia thing?
Oh my God!
Is that true?
I didn't have to have it be true that it was. No. Yes. No. It was true that my daughter saw it. Not that she was buying marijuana.
No,
she
of course
was walking
not.
By the store, and she saw that they had
she
a Princess Leia marijuana, and she had a moment of thinking, I should ask for a discount because I. Oh, and then that would get that attention, and that's stupid. So, no. But apparently there is. I've never seen it.
No,
but they have, I'm sure they have the force,
anything at all.
They should.
Princess Leia is such a cultural phenomenon, and obviously Supernova, a lot of people will be coming up to you and asking you about that one. Are there any specific fans who are dedicated to you through any of the other roles that you've taken in your life?
No, there are. Whether it be... Like, my assistant really likes me in Drop Dead Fred.
What, who dropped dead?
Drop Dead Fred is this imaginary friend that I had as a child, and he's back.
Everybody has strange friends, even you must.
But all mine are alive.
What's your name, sorry?
I'm Byron, and they told me not to, probably I shouldn't talk about Star Wars at the job interview, but I thought...
Which is ridiculous.
If I don't get this job, I want to, so I said to her, I just want to let you know, if I never see you again, I really loved you in Drop Dead Fred.
Right.
And she said, was I in that?
There we go.
And other stuff, too.
So the thing about liking me in Star Wars is at least I know I've been in it.
Oh, yes.
You can remember that.
Yeah.
I am in the Abnormal Psychology textbook. How cool is that? Now, keep in mind, I am a Pez dispenser, and I'm in the Abnormal Psychology textbook. Who says you can't have it all?
What are the weirdest fans? I saw your one-woman show a couple of years ago, but at one point, you were so open about your life and about your addictions and the troubles you've been through. People just yelling out their own problems with mental illness at one point.
Right.
What kind of people are attracted to you and what's been
those
the weirdest?
Those people. And I love those people.
Oh,
the best thing about being anything that's negative is you can find other people that have that thing and have a little group, and it's great.
What's been the weirdest fan or piece of fan mail you've received over the years?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
Couldn't tell us.
I mean, no, I get things of, I get people saying, one girl came up to me there recently and said, I got diagnosed at being bipolar, and I was really depressed, and I came home, and my mom said, but Carrie Fisher, I'm sure she didn't say Carrie Fisher, by the way, but Princess Leia is bipolar. And so she said, I really felt good about it.
Yeah. Great.
I know. Yeah. So that was good. So it's a different sort of force that I have.
What's your experience from doing the One Woman Show now? You've got so much out there. Have people started turning to you differently in any way? Have you been quite cathartic?
No, I mean, they've always spoke to me like I'm a weird human being, and so that just continues. Maybe on. A different sort of weird.
Yeah.
I was reading that it was rumored that George Lucas was originally going to make the Luke Skywalker character a woman, and then the Princess Leia character would have been cut.
Get out! Where do you get these
internet? So it must be true.
Things?
Do you ever wonder about what your life would be like if you hadn't gotten board the Star Wars Express?
No.
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 Well, let's hypothetical it now.
I don't
Carrie,
know
what
could have happened. I mean, all the same shit would have happened, don't you think? I would have just. I had a very weird upbringing, so it. I was raised to gravitate toward the stranger things of the world. Yeah. And so it probably would have been a less intense version of exactly what it is. Right. And you would have cared less because I would have not been in that movie.
I still care, Carrie.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
And you played off that. You've done a bunch of cameos on a bunch of different shows, Family Guy, 30 Rock, that have nodded towards your appearance on Star Wars. How many offers have you turned down to do like
not a... Many not many. Looks like Harrison's doing it now, though, too. Who did you do with it? Not Jimmy Kimmel, the other guy.
I think it was Kimmel, yeah.
Was
someone
it Kimmel?
Stood up and did the question.
Anyway, yeah, and he's referred to Chewbacca as his wife, which I always suspected that.
How did it feel sometimes playing second fiddle to Chewie?
Well, I went through a lot of therapy and drug use, but I'm, you know,
I haven't
it was
heard
okay.
about that. That wasn't on your Wikipedia.
About my therapy and drug use?
Yeah.
No, I try to do them both together, by the way.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us, Carrie. It is a genuine honour and a pleasure to meet you. The obvious question, though, Star Wars 2015, you've said you're going to come there, then people say you were joking, then George Lucas has said you guys are locked in. What's the official
word? I'm not
word
supposed to
it?
Talk about it,
oh,
which is an
on.
Answer in and of itself.
No one listens
Boys,
to our radio show.
Didn't I just say that?
We pretend
I'm
we've got a radio show.
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
So we can.
So who said that to me and why would they say it? Because I'm not doing it. Okay,
okay? This is good. I'm putting two and two together.
Ew, yeah. Nice. Okay.
Triple J.